The following is a Bell to Bell B2B audio production. Bell to Bell is one of 50-plus trusted brands within the Investor Brand Network, IBN. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, IBN uses its network of more than 5,000 key distribution outlets, as well as other corporate communication tools, to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Our reputation for highly efficient communication strategies is based on the experience and relationships our team has in the space. It is Investor Brand Network's unwavering commitment to connect the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following interview may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. IBN may have been compensated for the production of this interview. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you. And here today is your host, Stuart Smith.
Welcome one, welcome all to another online business briefing brought to you today by the Investor Brand Network. And as you just heard, I am your host, Stuart Smith. Now today we're speaking with Clean Power Capital Corp. They're traded on the CSE under the ticker symbol MOVE, that's M-O-V-E, on the OTC under the ticker symbol M-O-T-N-F. And we are lucky enough to be speaking to the CEO of the company, Raghu Kalambi. Raghu, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to call in and speak to your shareholders and our listeners. But for our listeners who may not be familiar with who your company is and how it operates right now, let's talk about the company itself, Clean Power Capital Corp. It's a holding company, so I know it also has an investment into PowerTap Hydrogen Fueling Corp. We want to learn about both companies from you today, Raghu, so take it away.
Super. Clean Power Capital Corp is our parent company. I'm the CEO of that company. And its main subsidiary is PowerTap Hydrogen Fueling Corp, which is an American technology company focused on deploying hydrogen fueling infrastructure first across the United States. The parallel is to look at Alphabet, which is the public company, and Google, which is the main operating asset. And so when you look at Clean Power or PowerTap, it's the same thing. PowerTap is our brand name. PowerTap is a technology that was developed over 20 years with investment from the U.S. Department of Energy, big oil company, and Renault, the automaker, and that was acquired by us last year. Its unique technology allows for the generation of hydrogen on site at an individual station. That's unique because most all the stations that are out there right now, and there's very few, are generated, hydrogen is generated offsite and shipped in on trucks. It's very expensive. The opportunity for hydrogen is this. Hydrogen trucks and cars are coming as the US and other countries move towards cleaner fuels. Hydrogen has significant advantages over battery electric vehicles, particularly when it comes to long-haul trucking, commercial vehicles, just due to the technologies that are out there. Hydrogen vehicles can drive further than battery electric vehicles on a single charge or refueling. Battery electric vehicle sizes would be too big for trucks. And so Toyota, Nikola, Daimler, Volvo, all of them have announced hydrogen vehicles coming to the market in the next couple of years. The big problem is the lack of fueling infrastructure. Believe it or not, there's only about 70 or so live publicly available fueling stations for hydrogen in the United States right now versus 25,000 plus battery electric vehicle charging stations and over 100,000 car and truck stations. So there's a huge gap. The Department of Energy says thousands are needed in the next 3 to 5 years. What our model is, because we have a unique small footprint that can make hydrogen on-site cheaper than other technologies that have been used to date, is that we're partnering with existing gas station and truck stop owners and co-locating our stations at existing stations. The 100,000 plus gas and truck stop stations already have the main geography locked up, so we just partner with them. It makes it for quicker deployment and quicker zoning. We made our first major commercial announcement in the last couple of months, partnering with the Andretti Group, led by Michael and Mario Andretti of auto racing fame. They own over 100 stations in the Western U.S. And also through a distribution partnership that we have, will be introducing us to all the major station owners, large and small, and truck stop owners in the United States. And obviously the Andretti's are reasonably well connected within the automotive industry, given their brand. And so we're quite excited about that. The other thing that is very exciting for our shareholders is that because of an aggressive carbon credit program that's in place in the state of California, where we're launching our stations, we can earn carbon credits that are cash revenues without selling hydrogen. Just by building out hydrogen infrastructure, we get carbon credits. This is a unique carbon credits that was designed just for the state of California. Carbon credits are a key part of building clean energy companies global. It's almost a $300 billion market globally. Tesla has been built off carbon credits. If you look at its last quarter of reported earnings and annualize the carbon credits that they received, the annualized number is just under $2 billion. And that basically goes straight to net income for them. That's the main reason they are in the S&P 500. Tesla, and you can look at the analyst reports, is making money on carbon credits, and that is subsidizing its growing automotive business. The key difference in our carbon credit is that we don't have to sell anything to get this credit. This is currently only in the state of California, but with the incoming Biden administration making aggressive statements about clean energy and infrastructure budgets, we're cautiously optimistic that the environment will change and federal and other state incentives will come in the next few years. And so our plan is this. We're going out to first build out using our small footprint power tap stations, 500 plus stations over the next 5 years or so in the United States. And then we will also look at international markets. It's important to note that power tap, while we are launching our Generation 3 latest product, is a product that's already out there. There are approximately 14 PowerTap stations that are already in existence in the United States. We don't own those stations, but we are using proven technology and just upgrading it for 2021 and launching it. So we're quite excited about it. And you know, we appreciate shareholders that are coming along with us for this ride as we launch hydrogen vehicles that will make the environment cleaner. The only emission that comes out of hydrogen vehicles are water, mist. So it's a very safe fuel alternative. It has been around for a while, waiting for its day. And while we still believe battery electric vehicles have the key role in a consumer market, in the business commercial market, where we're going to be significantly focused, hydrogen is the best alternative fuel. And looking at the North American market itself, we believe we have the best technology that is out there and most cost-effective technology. If you look at our website, powertapfuels.com, you will see a bunch of information and industry analysis comparing us to other technologies. And I hope you'll agree with us that we have something very special here.
Absolutely. Thanks for giving out that website, powertapfuels.com, as well as you can go to cleanpower.capital. You brought up some very interesting points, and I want to redirect you now into 2021, since we're looking at a White House administration that is singularly focused on clean energy moving forward. Reading the biography about the company at investorbrandnetwork.com, you know, I love this here. It's, as the U.S. federal government has previously invested in the PowerTap technology, we are optimistic that we will have a seat at the table when the USA clean energy hydrogen infrastructure spending initiatives are designed. You've got that with the California carbon credits. You got the fact that this market itself is expected to grow to $140 billion in annual revenue by 2030 and $750 billion by 2050. When you look at 2021 specifically operationally, and you gave us several goals, but as the CEO, is there anything else we should be on the lookout for here in 2021 from your company?
I think you'll see our first stations go out in the second half of 2021 in California. in partnership with the Andretti Group. I believe you'll see some international partnerships in other geographies. We have a very vast patent portfolio that we own. And so we know that our technology is world-class, and we plan to do similar partnerships in other markets, because the hydrogen movement is a global phenomenon right now, not just an American phenomenon. And you'll see us very active. We're excited. We have a large addressable market with thousands of stations needed and a virgin opportunity with very little current penetration, and both the state government and the federal government behind us. And as importantly, the automakers have finally made a statement that hydrogen is a key part of a clean energy, the clean energy transition for both the United States and for other countries around the world.
Well, listeners, once again, we are speaking with the CEO of Clean Power Capital Corp. That is Raghu Kalambi. Raghu, I want to thank you so much for your time. It's what an exciting interview. I'm glad we're speaking to you now, because clearly 2021 is a watershed moment year for your company. This is really where the rubber's hitting the road for you. I really want to encourage you listeners to take a look not only at Investor Brand Network on the client's page, but also go to powertapfuels.com. And then learn about the mothership, if you will, the holding company, cleanpower.capital. Raghu, thanks so much for your time here today.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate your time.
All right, for Raghu Kalambi, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
This audio production is an original broadcast provided by Bell to Bell, B2B, and all rights are reserved. B2B is your primary destination for informative updates and exclusive interviews with executives operating in fast-moving industries. We make market hours more informative with deep dives into the stocks on our watch list and in-depth examination of the trends guiding North American markets forward. Bell to Bell is another trusted brand under the Investor Brand Network, IBN. IBN may receive payments for corporate communication relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that officers and directors of IBN or financial analysts mentioned hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be, or should it be construed as, investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio interview by IBN is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used in statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by IBN as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.